Matthew chapter 23. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, and he said, "The scribes and Pharisees have sat down on Moses' seat. So whatever they tell you to keep, you are keeping to and doing, but do not do according to their works, for they say things, but they do not do them. For they bind heavy burdens and things hard to bear, and they put them on the shoulders of men, but they are not willing to move them with their finger. But they do all their works to be seen by men, and they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the fringes of their coats, and they love the privileged couches at dinners and the prime seats in the synagogues and the greetings in the markets and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But do not you be called Rabbi, for you have one guide, Christ, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone your father on earth, for you have one father who is in the heavens. And do not be called guides, for you have one guide, Christ. And the greatest among you will be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense you say long prayers. On account of this, you will receive greater judgment. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut up the kingdom of the heavens in front of men, for you do not go in, nor do you let those who are on the road to going in actually go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you go round sea and dry land to make one proselyte, and when it has taken place, you make him a son of Gehenna twofold more than yourselves. Woe to you, you blind guides, who say, 'Whoever swears by the sanctuary, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is a debtor.' Fools and blind men, for which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary which sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift which is on it is a debtor. Fools and blind men, for which is greater, the gift or the altar which sanctifies the gift? So he who swears by the altar swears by it and everything on it, and he who swears by the sanctuary swears by it and by him who dwells in it, and he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you pay the tithe of mint and dill and cumin, but have omitted the weightier aspects of the law, judgment and mercy and faith. You should have done these things, while not omitting the former things. You blind guides, you strain off a gnat, but you swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because you clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and injustice. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the dish, so that the outside of them may also become clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you are like whitewashed sepulchres, which on the outside appear beautiful, but inside are full of bones of the dead and all uncleanness. In this way, you for your part appear righteous to men on the outside, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets, and you adorn the sepulchres of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had been around in the days of our fathers, we would not have been party with them to the shed blood of the prophets.' So you witness to yourselves that you are the sons of those who killed the prophets. You too fill up the measure of your fathers. Serpents, offspring of vipers, how can you flee from the judgment of Gehenna? On account of this, look, I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, so that all righteous blood shed on earth should come upon you from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah the son of Berechiah, whom you killed between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I say to you, that all this will come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I wish to gather your children in the way a bird gathers her nestlings under her wings, but you have not been willing. Behold, your house is being left to you desolate. For I say to you, you certainly will not see me from now until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.